Hi, and welcome to Let It Off Your Chest podcast with Daniel. Here, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, and stories, and I believe you're going to enjoy them. Let's go! Welcome, everyone, to the last episode in the month of March. This is the last Friday in the month of March. This is also the last day in the month of March. March has been a month. March has come and March is going, and I'm very glad that March has in the next in a couple of hours, right? March is going to end in 9 hours. It will go and we would welcome April. If you know me personally or socially, if you follow me on Instagram, that is my personal Instagram page, you'd know that I follow Salem King. And honestly, yeah, for the past 3 weeks, I have been in South Africa. I have been in South Africa thanks to Salem King. His stories have been wholesome. Like, the content he has been pushing out on his stories, on his Instagram story, has been very wholesome. His way of telling stories, his way of carrying his audience along, as if it seems as if I am enjoying those moments with him. It seems as if I am visiting these places with him. And on Wednesday evening, I was thinking about what I was going to talk about today because I hadn't figured it out. And I was wondering, like, why haven't I been seeing Salem's story? So I searched his handle on the Explore page and stories were there, obviously, but I just don't know why I wasn't seeing it on my feed. And I watched the stories and I realized that, oh, he had a new post up. So I went to that post and watching, because it was a video post, all right, and watching that video brought back memories. I don't know, for those of you who have killed a chicken, a live chicken before, how was it? How was that experience? I know how the experience was for me. Traumatizing. I am never going to participate or partake in that activity ever again. Because anytime I think about that event or that activity, it brings back trauma. Because it feels like it's my neck being chopped off or being cut off. I can still remember the feeling of life leaving that chicken. I'm just going to stop there right now. But that is not the focus of today's podcast. Well, to an extent, it is. So, in that video or in that post, Salem said something about chickens, yes, and how, despite the fact that they've gotten their heads chopped off, they still struggle, they still fight, even when they are being defeathered, even when they are being fried, you know, they still spit hot oil on you. And in that moment, I got insight into the resilient nature of chickens. It may be an unconscious thing. It's something that is in them. And that's why today's episode is titled Be Like a Chicken or Be a Chicken. See, chickens are an amazing animal. Yes, they are very tasty, but I'm not going to be talking about their tastiness today. It's how they fight. Even in situations where it seems like, oh, these creatures have lost. These creatures are dead. They do not stand a chance of survival. They are always fighting back. They are always trying to push out of whatever it is that is holding them in that dead zone. Yes, because it's a zone that they are in. And they try as much as possible to, you know, push themselves out of it. But they try. And I just began to think of number of times where I have found myself in crazy situations and I just, you know, said, ah, man, you know what? I've done all I could do. I'm not going to put in any effort again. I give up. How many times I have not put in so much fighting spirit into, you know, kicking back at that crazy situation, kicking back at that tough time, kicking back at that negative environment or vibe that has been around me. How many times I have allowed those situations, those moments to overwhelm me. And watching that video just gave me strength to encourage myself and encourage anybody out there to be a chicken. Yes, you would face crazy situations. Yes, you'll face moments where it feels as if you just want to give up and not do anything again. But find it within you to kick back. Find it within you to fight that situation. Find it within you to push out of the ground and soar high. Not like a chicken, but like an eagle. Yes. And yeah, we say chickens are the flightless birds, though they have wings and do not fly. But they fight. They struggle. They try to go against the odds. They, even when it seems as if the odds are higher and mightier than them, they do not allow those moments and situations to bury them until they have put in much fight. So be like a chicken today. Be a chicken. As you end the month of March, be a chicken as you go into the next quarter of 2023. Wow, a full quarter has just ended, just like that, like January 1st. That just happened, like when a quarter has ended. It's amazing. It really is wonderful. But yeah, let's look at chickens and learn a lesson or two from them, and I believe this would help not just you but another. And if you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. And you hear from me again, beautiful people, next week. Before I say ciao, in the next 5 weeks I would be hitting my 500th episode. I think I'll talk about this in full next week. Until then, ciao.